The largest tract of wilderness in Philadelphia is the Schuylkill Center for Environmental Education, with its 365 acres of undisturbed forest in Roxborough. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports it is the site of an experimental dance about ecofeminism.
Choreographer Sylvana Cardell says her piece, Terra, Bodies, and Territories, is research into ecofeminism, connecting the violation of the environment and the oppression of women to the same patriarchal source.
This idea of the women's body being a territory that is inhabited is also dominated, and that territory compares to me to the land. The theater was too much of a controlled environment. I needed to go to the wild to express this idea.
Terra is performed deep in the woods of the Schuylkill Center for Environmental Education. You have to hike about 100 yards from the parking lot to find these dancers performing on a dirt clearing among the trees. And the land is sloped, which forces both the dancers and the audience to fight against gravity.
The slope, I think, is important because it makes you feel gravity. The way that we're sitting right now, we're not straight. We're like, I'm like this, you're like that.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I mean, we're sitting on a log right now, and I'm pitching forward, and I have to constantly catch myself. Yeah. And you're probably pitching backward because you're facing me.
Exactly. And that's kind of the experience I want for the audience.
The hour-long performance moves through a series of sequences, including birthing out of the earth, celebrating goddesses, and at one point, fleeing an implied act of violence. A dancer wearing a red dress and high heels stumbles in a panic through the trees, and it ends with dancers creating a makeshift shelter. Blanca Zitska, the recently retired founder of the Wilma Theater in downtown Philadelphia, consulted as dramaturg.
I think it's a survival of female body. Kind of looks at first being, you know, part of nature, that there's birth to something else, maybe civilization.
Terra, Bodies and Territories will be performed during daylight hours several times this weekend and next. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.